Welcome to Chitter Chatter, our latest segment on Big Squid, which is a mini podcast to kickstart your week. My friends and I want to give you something to take to work, take to school, or even share at home. A little interesting fact that is fun to talk about without being weighed down by world events. World events are a bummer, and we want to help you start the week not feeling bummed out. There you go. Today's podcast is the return of my good friend from The Chase Australia, Bryden the Shark Coverdale, and he's going to share a story with you about how a small country used the internet to get back on track financially. Start your week with some chitter chatter. War, famine, disease. It's just another typical week on the TV show that we know called The World. So to help give you something more uplifting to talk about, I brought in my friend who is an author and is also the shark on Channel 7's The Chase. It is Bryden Coverdale. Bryden, how are you today?
Oh, g'day, Justin. Pretty good, mate. How are you?
I am well, thank you. What do you have for us that can help the listeners out there just start their week with a bit of a pep in their step?
All right, well, I'll ask you a question to get started, Justin. What do you know about the tiny Pacific island nation of Tuvalu?
To be honest, I think the only thing I know about it is it's a lyric in Come On Eileen, isn't it?
It may well be. But this little fact is about where Tuvalu gets a lot of its money from. So it's a tiny little country, about 12,000 people, one of the least populous countries on the planet. Doesn't come up, you know, very much in conversation. But so Tuvalu is so small, such a limited sort of industry and everything that it for many, many years couldn't afford the fee to actually join the United Nations. There's a fee you have to pay.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it hit the jackpot in the 1990s when internet domain codes were sort of becoming a big thing, because you know, Australia has .au, Tuvalu has .tv. It was assigned .tv as its national domain code.
Yeah,
and it was able to sort of bring in, you know, tens of millions of dollars by leasing out that domain. I think it was to VeriSign in the US, who then sort of on-sold the rights for companies to use .tv. Obviously, any website related to a TV show really wanted that, and so they were able through this quirk of having Tuvalu as its name and .tv as its code, they were able to then bring in enough money to join the United Nations. I think it still makes up at least 10% of their national income every year. This wow. leasing out of .tv. And I just find it fascinating that, you know, essentially, I think there was this guy, a computer scientist in the 80s, American guy called John Postel, who essentially just assigned all of these codes. He decided. And so he's on a whim, you know, his thing giving them .tv has just given this country, you know, this rich source of money.
Oh, wow. There should be a little statue to him in the town square, because that is... Like what a brilliant quirk of fate to have that come along your way. It also sounds like it should be a movie by A24 starring Mark Rylance as the mayor. You know, suddenly he's the financial minister for the island. Suddenly having to deal with all this money that's coming in. It feels like a feel good movie that we've been waiting to see.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's obviously a pretty good story for Tuvalu. But I mean, these codes, there's interesting little sort of, you know, nuggets with other ones, like, you know, .ly. You often see that in the, you know, bit.ly, the shortening. That's actually the domain code for Libya, and so there's a lot of kind of, you know, controversy around who has the rights to that. Some of them it's not as clear, but Tuvalu sort of was able to you know, hold on to those rights and lease it out and get the money for it. So big money in that industry, mate.
Oh, mate, that is fascinating, and I'm already starting to write the synopsis for the movie that I'm going to write about this. What a fascinating thing to hear. Like, you just don't take these things into account. You just kind of go, oh, yeah, that is what it is, and suddenly... if you're rolling around in cash.
That's right. If you ever go to a website that has .tv after it, you know, technically that all traces back to the tiny nation of Tuvalu.
And you're doing a good thing, people, by checking out those sites. Bryden, you have a book out at the moment that is full of not only the history of quizzes in Australia, but also facts like this. Can you give us a bit of an idea about it, please?
Yeah, look, there's it's called The Quizmasters. There's a bit of my story, the various quiz shows that I've been on with, you know, wins and losses and a lot of the weird stuff that happens behind the scenes and the extreme lengths that some people go to do well on these shows. It's a fascinating little subculture. But there's also lots of these little, footnoted quirky facts that pop up along the way where I hope people can read them and, you know, really, really sort of get something out of it and go, oh, wow, I'm glad I know that fact now.
Yeah, it's a great book. It's a great read. It's also a perfect present for family members as well, because not only do you give them a present, you'll have something to chat about.
That's
afterwards.
Right. If there's someone in your family who loves their quiz shows, then I really think they'll probably enjoy the book. And I'm not just saying that because I wrote it. I'm partially saying that because I wrote it.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a bit of self-promotion. That was great, Bryden. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dustin.
Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's Chitter Chatter. Before I go, a quick plug for my solo show, Little Victories, which will be appearing at the Sydney Comedy Store on the 28th of October and in Melbourne at Comedy Republic on the 26th of November. Head to bigsquidpod.com, click on the blog button, and you will find a post with all the ticketing details. Remember, listeners of my podcast, that's you, can score a discount when they use the promo code podcast. So remember to apply that to get some money off your ticketing purchase. And Patreon supporters, remember, use your special promo code to get a super duper discount. That's right. Over at Patreon, there's all sorts of bonuses. So, if you're not signed up, head over to patreon.com/JustinHamilton_BigSquid and you too can lock into some of these extra bonus parts of this podcast. All right, I'll be back with two new Big Squid podcasts this week, including on Thursday, the return of Ben Elwood and our Space Podyssey segment, where we're going to be covering the 2002 remake of Solaris. I hope you enjoy your week and please stay safe out there. Until then.